Hi guys, welcome back for, what would I call this? It's not necessarily, it's not an episode. It is an episode, but it's not, it's a series.
It's an episode inside a series.
Thank you. So welcome to episode one of the Kink with Friends series. So this kind of came to me, I want to say maybe like 8 or 9, sorry guys, catching a cold, maybe 8 or 9 months ago, where I said I wanted to do a Kink with Friends segment because I have a lot of friends who are into like the kink community, into the lifestyle, BDSM, have fetishes, and I just want to shoot the shit with them. Like nothing too, you know, structured. I am going to ask questions based on whoever I'm talking to, but just something really chill and like kind of laid back and fun. All of my friends, majority of my friends are Black or of color. So this segment is going to be a lot of Black people. There are some Hispanic people that are going to be on this segment, hopefully. But for the most part, I just want to talk to the people that I know who are active, have been active, or looking to get active again into the lifestyle. So we're going to kick it off. The first episode, and the first episode is going to be Mr. L. So, Mr. L, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. It's been a while.
I was gonna say it's been a long time.
Been a while. Woo.
Yes, it's been what, over a year? Has it been over a year?
It's been almost over a year since I've done any podcasting myself. Since okay. I've been on yours, it's definitely been longer than a year.
3 years, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, it's been a little minute.
All right, it's been a while, but here we are. You know, life happens, but you know,
life happens.
Life happens. That's exactly.
Life happens, but life happens. There we go, and we're here. But yeah. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here. It's been a while, like I said, since I've podcasted, so you know, gotta knock some of the rest off, figure this thing out again. But I'm ready. I'm excited. Have no idea what we're gonna talk about, so I'm excited.
It's gonna be fun. So outside of us doing this episode, how has life been for you?
Life has definitely had its ups and downs. You know, absolutely focusing on more of the ups than the downs. But, you know, again, that's life-lifing, you know.
Absolutely. Life,
when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade, or you pour some tequila with it, or whatever your alcohol of choice is. But outside of that, you know, just some things that have changed in life in general. So adapting and... not only that, but like working on myself, being a better me, a better person overall, for myself and for the people around me. So life is, as Future said, life is good.
Okay.
Life is always good.
All right. I like that.
So, yeah.
Okay. So just to give you a heads up with this episode, it's going to be, I'm hoping to keep the same like framework for every episode that I get to. This is literally an interview of my friends. I've done an interview with you. We've done a few episodes with each other. I've done your podcast. You've done my podcast.
You are the reason why I even started a podcast. I had a sports podcast one time that lasted maybe a couple months or so, me and another person. But like the podcasting started because of Kinks with Kiki.
Well, yay.
Like there would be no Mr. L without Kinks with Kiki.
I appreciate that. That makes me happy. Yay. Hopefully I can convince him to start again.
So I actually have like a couple pages worth of topics that I wrote down maybe like a year or two ago or something like that. And okay. There's some really good topics, I think. Like I got 26 or 7, maybe 8 episodes out now.
Okay.
Just on my podcast in general. Took a hiatus, but I'm thinking about ending the year with like a, you know, 10 run episode or something, or however many I can get in between October and December. So be on the lookout because you're going to be a guest on it. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Of course.
But yeah, so you know, to give something, I have some listeners who have still been like loyal and faithful and been like anticipating or waiting for new episodes, and I want to give the people something for them continuing to rock with me. So some new episodes will be coming in the near future.
Well, I am totally down and I can't wait to listen. So, all right, you guys have heard it here. It's going to happen. So now we're holding you to it. Accountability.
Breaking news right here. You heard it first on Kinks with Kiki podcast from the modern Mr. Ellis coming back.
Okay. So like I said, I'm trying to keep this framework of just a really like relaxed, laid back conversation with my friends who are in kink, by just me asking like a series of questions that I've like curated around the person and knowing the person. Some of the questions are pretty general, but some of them are curated to you guys. I apologize in advance if y'all hear anybody over my mic, because I do live in New York. Y'all do know that. And I think my neighbor next door is talking. He's talking. Niggas. Okay.
He could be fucking. That should have been better. It would have been better for the podcast. If he was fucking, I would have rather had that as background noise.
I have heard him having sex so much in like the last, he moved in I want to say in July, like almost every weekend. Because I think he has a girlfriend. Because I see the same, like him with the same girl every weekend. I don't know if she like lives far away or if she's just not local to like Brooklyn. Maybe she lives in like the Bronx or upstate or something. But when she comes over, if I don't have on my fan and like listening to my TV or music or something, it's loud.
Oh, does it sound good though?
It does. Like I heard her yell, like she was like, "Oh my god, I squirted."
Ooh, I like.
And that. Like the next day, I saw them going into the basement with his sheets.
See, a nigga like me, if I see that and I know like you're my neighbor, I'm gonna grin at you like, yeah, you
know,
I
put it down. He didn't see me. That was the thing. He didn't see me because I was getting out of my car and I was like, look at him going downstairs with her to wash his sheets.
But that's dope. That's beautiful. It's just like,
for him, he's black. Like he's cool. He, you know, he doesn't give me and Lori any issues. So I love him. So I'm like, all right, you do your thing. I'm a purse. So I'm like, go off. Mm-hmm. But
listen, that is like the sound of rain, you know, when you're going to sleep to Kinksters, I think, like hearing somebody else fuck, especially, you know, if that's one of your kinks.
I can't say because, you know, people lie and fake, but I don't think she was faking. Like, from what I heard, that wasn't faking.
Shout out to them. Some people have neighbors who walk around a lot and everything. You got neighbors who fucking and you can hear it. I love that.
I used to have neighbors upstairs. It sounded like they were moving a dead body all the time. And I'm just like, we could not figure out for the life of us. Like it was a cat between the cat meowing. Mm-hmm. And this cat used to meow like it was dying all the time. Like, and I think it was just like a separation, probably like a separation anxiety thing. Mm. But every day it was
oh nah, I can't do that. Nothing wrong with cats, but nah, all that.
Especially if we had like our window open, you could, and I'm guessing they had their window open, so like all day you could hear the cat meowing. And then it would stop, then it would meow again. I'm just like, poor cat. But yeah, so I'd rather hear somebody having sex than to hear a cat meowing and somebody sound like they dragging a dead body or fixing like on furniture upstairs. So I'll take it. Definitely.
I feel that.
Okay, so I'm gonna get started. It's not many questions. It's like I said, these will be quick episodes. It's just a little, not rapid fire, but just something fun that we can like talk about and you can elaborate on and things of that nature. So you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, so the first question is, when did you discover you were into the lifestyle and or kinky? Like, how old were you?
How old was I? So I didn't know until maybe like early to mid 20s. Like it was a lifestyle. To me, it was just dubbed as being freaky. You know, you either got looked at as a pervert or being freaky. And the more that I've sat with myself and thought on just a lot of things in life, and especially like, you know, with kinks and sex and things, like I've realized like when I had an early exposure to porn, you know.
What's early? Like explain early.
Oh exposure. Man, middle school at least. Like I knew what different things were in elementary school, but middle school was really when it started. So like 11, 12-ish, I would say.
I feel like, yeah, that makes sense. I feel like that's around the age where people, like, we're going into puberty. We're really like curious about like the opposite sex and how sex works and
Right.
yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's amplified now for the youth today, but we'll get into that
Oof.
another day. Yeah, it's crazy. However, so like I was exposed to porn at a, I would say, middle schoolish age,
Okay.
so right before teenage years. But like one random thing that I've figured out over the past few months about myself is like one of my top love languages is words of affirmation. I enjoy words, I enjoy reading, I enjoy writing whenever I get the chance to. And I enjoy like it, whether it's sexting or it's erotica or where it's hearing about, reading something where somebody is sharing an experience they had sexually.
Okay.
I remember I would get like my uncle's, it was his magazines that I would get. And so it wasn't really like the
Oh.
DVDs to start off, it was the magazines. And so I would look at the pictures, enjoy the pictures, absolutely. But then there will always be like two pages, either in like the Penthouse magazine
Oh,
or
you can get
Playboy.
back, not penthouse.
Yeah, that's what he had outside of like the other random little ones that he had. But in there would be like letters that would be sent in. And so it would detail maybe an experience that somebody had. And I remember like being that young and reading it, my imagination just going off and like, I enjoyed
Yeah.
reading this. And like it was a turn on reading those words and hearing about what other people were doing. So like I was exposed to it like early. Like I knew, I always enjoyed doing things like, not stepping outside of the boundaries kind of what the norm is and being an experimentalist that I am. So again, it wasn't until like my early 20s that I realized like, oh, there's a lifestyle. Oh, kinks, what's this? Oh, kinky, okay. And shout out to Tumblr again. May it
Oh,
rest in peace, even though it's
Tumblr.
still alive now. But
Is it?
for the ones who know, if you know
If you
what Tumblr used to
know,
be,
you know. Tumblr was a
that
moment. I was on
it
Tumblr
was.
like late 2000s, like 2010, 12, 13. Oh, 2014. 2014 was a moment for me. 2015, 2014, a moment. I had like 50,000 followers on Tumblr. My Tumblr was wild. It was
And
also
I
like,
hate that I never saw it
it was
because I
like
didn't know
basically
you
like an
then. I hated
OnlyFans.
it.
It was legit like an OnlyFans. That's why I had so many followers.
To those of you who ruined Tumblr for everybody, I
Yep.
hope you stub your, first, I hope you're locked up somewhere, but I hope you stub your toe every day. I hope you get a paper cut on some part of your body. It
Oof.
doesn't matter.
Get a paper cup
I
between your
hope that the
fingers.
worst things that can happen to you happen because y'all ruined Tumblr. It was such a great fucking place.
Yep. When they sent, remember they sent that message and was like, Tumblr is switching as of this date. It was like December something of like what,
Oh, I was
2017?
hurt.
Everybody's like,
I
all
was
right, y'all, we're gonna
hurt.
head out. So
I was hurt. And even as great as Twitter is or was, because Twitter, old Twitter was fire as well.
Ooh.
If you made me sit and choose the original Tumblr versus like Twitter at its peak,
Oh
I'm
no.
probably taking Tumblr. I am definitely taking
Really?
Tumblr. I
I
think
don't
so.
know. I think I might have to side with Twitter.
So from a kinks
Oh,
perspective,
Tumblr all
yes.
day.
From
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like the conversations that go on Twitter and everything and the jokes and all that, it's easy and accessible and it's always right then and there. Where
Right.
Tumblr, like you might have to scroll through, and see what's been going on or go to somebody's specific page in order to see
Right.
something. But from the knowledge, the wealth of knowledge that Tumblr had when it came to kinks, the creativity that people,
That's
the
it.
people on, I like to think that a lot of my creativity when it comes to like taking nudes,
Yeah.
it came from Tumblr because like I would see these images. It wasn't just like, oh no, I'm gonna just post my dick on here. I'm gonna just post my tit. People were creative
Right.
with it. Like
Art.
it was art.
It was art. That was the thing. You know what?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Because, and I tell people all the time, like when people ask me the question, like, how did you even become so like well-rounded in kink when you first got into it? And I tell them all the time, Tumblr. Tumblr, not only was it like a great visual for people in any type of alternative lifestyle, people were writing, like they were blogging about everything when it came to kink and the how-tos and the don'ts and the cautions and like their experiences. So it was like, it was just a wealth of knowledge for people who were trying to get into the lifestyle, but really didn't have like any type of like, there was no blueprint for when you were learning. So it was a matter of going into it and just deep diving and going down rabbit. It was almost like Reddit rabbit holes.
I truly believe if it had not been for Tumblr also that my sex life might have been vanilla.
Really? Why?
I mean, growing up where we grew up in the South, you know, I grew up in church, you know, conservative parents and everything. Yeah. So all of that added in, you know, of course, porn is a, you know, exposure to sex, but that doesn't mean it's good and it's creative and everything. It's a 90% fake. So, and at the time, like we just had the DVDs, we had the,
remember the
Playboy
DVDs.
Channel. What was that? What used to come on HBO, I think, had Real Sex.
Taxi Cab Confessions, Taxi Real Cab Sex, everything.
Bunny Ranch, or Farm, whatever it was.
Bunny Ranch! Yeah.
Like, I remember watching those shows. Like, I love Real Sex because to me, Real Sex showed different aspects. I think I saw, like, the first orgy I've ever seen on Real Sex. They were, like, outside.
How did HBO lose that flair? Like, HBO and Cinemax really lost their flair because that was well before its time.
I think a lot of things, as that time did go on, like, there was a lot of things that weren't deemed appropriate. And they also knew probably at that time, oh, kids are up at this time watching this.
And we got they caught on to it. On Disney or Nickelodeon. Because we got to, you know.
Where? They get right there on last.
Oh, you took it back. That's good memories.
Yeah, the good times. So all of that put together, I think is when I realized, you know, oh wow, I'm kinky. Like, I'm not perverted.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what this is. It's not perversion. Kinky, yes. Freaky, absolutely. Sure. I'll take that. I'm okay with that. I'll wear that title proudly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I forgot what the original question was, but all that made me into the kinks that
this is
I
it.
Am,
like, that's know? Literally the question. The question was, like, when did you realize you were into the lifestyle, like, or how kinky or and or kinks you were into? Like, when did you realize it? So you just told me, like, it started young. Like, I feel like with, like, a lot of us, like, it started young because we were young humans trying to explore, and like, sexuality is a part of human nature. So you can't fault a child for wanting to explore something that's kind of like ingrained in us from birth. Mm-hmm. Like, we're sexual creatures by nature. We can't help that. Like, so you can't, I mean, be like, you can't
put
do
on
that.
This earth to procreate.
Exactly.
You have to have sex in order to do that. Now, granted, you don't want kids out here having sex and stuff, but you cannot fault them for the curiosities and the questions that they may have. It is on the, you know, us as adults to responsibly.
Right. It's embedded in us. I have to find your, so I have the questions that were from Twitter, the 50 questions, like the not suitable for work.
Yeah.
I might take a sprinkle of those, but I also need to find your tweet from the questions, like, can you name your kinks or fetishes? I don't know if that's still there, but I'm going to see if I can find yours.
I'm going to send it to you right now. I can scroll through, take my tweets, and I'll send it to you.
Because one of the questions I'm going to ask you is revolving around that, but like, we can kind of just hash out into like some of the other ones that I saw that you listed yesterday. So I'm going to jump to the next question while you're searching, or you let me know when you're ready.
You can go ahead to the next question. I'm ready.
Okay. So I am a fan of the podcast. I've listened to your podcast, and you call yourself the compassionate dom, the sensual sadist. Can you tell me in your words what you as a compassionate dom and a sensual sadist means?
Yes. And I think it was you and I who actually figured that out, because we were talking about the different doms and whatnot. So the compassionate dom, I am not a dom who, so like, to me, I look at master slave as a dominant submissive role as well.
Absolutely.
I'm not a type of master. I don't own anybody, you know, in a sexual sense, in the realm that we're in.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You're mine. You belong to me. Like, that's what it is.
Right.
Your daddy's good girl. You know, that's it. You're mine. But at the end of the day, there are times where, one, I don't want to say I don't need to have control, but I enjoy, like, say my sub, for instance, to go out, live life, come back and tell me all about it. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to ask me permission for every single thing. Now, there will be things that you do have to ask me permission for, but not every single thing, because at the end of the day, no matter what, with our kinks that we enjoy, you're still your own individual person,
yeah.
You know. My punishments aren't always severe. You might not like them, but they're not always severe. And at the end of the day, the same outside of the kink life, just in general, I'm a pretty understanding person. So therefore, I understand that, okay, if a brat is acting out or a sub is acting out and being bratty, they're not always, it's not always something that they're trying to get that punishment or being bratty on purpose. She really could be going through something,
yeah,
in life,
absolutely,
where she doesn't necessarily, not saying that she doesn't need a dom, because as a dom, it's up to you to take care of your sub, but she doesn't need that controlling, no, do as I say, you're acting out, so I'm going to punish you right there. Maybe as a dom, sometimes you need to understand, take a step back. Hey, what's going on with you? You good? Do you need,
right,
to talk? Come lay your head on my chest. Lay your head in my lap. I'll rub your head. If you would like to talk, if you would like some advice, whatever it is that you need, because I want to make sure my sub is good. If you're giving me yourself, your body, your soul, you know, all of these things, then I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that's taken care of and good. And so I feel as though, you know, in different aspects of DOMS, which is okay, because that might be the dynamic that your sub agrees to,
right,
you know, some of them don't offer that. And so for myself, like, I enjoy offering that because, you know, you're my sub, you're giving me yourself. I want to make sure that you're good. Then the sadist part, the sensual sadist is there are a lot of different things that can be deemed as sadist, whether it's mind games, whether it's physical pain, whatever it is. There are times where it doesn't have to, I don't always see me being a sadist as, oh, I'm going to inflict physical pain,
right,
on your body. No, I like to smoothly just insert myself into things, being a smart ass, but like, I'm a little slick with it. Like, I'm going to play mind games with you, a little bit, but at the same time, like, even if I'm giving you pain, there's gonna be some pleasure with it every now and then, you know.
Okay.
So there's a side of sensualness with the sadist, within myself. So for instance, spanking, if I'm spanking, I like bruises, I like to see marks, you know, but there'll still,
same,
be some butt rubs in there, you know,
yeah,
or thigh rubs, or everything doesn't always have to be just, I want to inflict pain.
Right.
You know, I want to also offer a sensual side to it where, hey, this is going to hurt. Anal, for instance, right? If there's somebody who hasn't trained or they're not used to anal, or even if you used to anal, doesn't mean that you're just going to go in there and ram your dick
in. It still hurts regardless.
Still hurts. But I'm okay with giving you that type of pain because I know that you're going to get that pleasure.
Agreed.
So during that, I'm still going to make sure that you're good by touching your body, kissing you places, rubbing on your pussy, or having a vibrator on your clit while I'm slowly inserting. I know you're dealing with pain. I know. I understand that. It's
so much pain.
It's tight there, you know.
So much pain.
But I'm going to also try to give your body pleasure in other areas. So therefore, your mind is taking off of the pain. You know, same thing if I'm slapping you, you know, I'm going to probably, my dick is going to be inside of you. So therefore, you're still getting that pleasure from me.
It's like a mix.
Yeah. It's
pleasure,
a,
and
it's,
pain.
I like to be balanced, you know, with it. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some times where a scene will call for just pain.
Right.
But aftercare is important. So, yeah. So in my words, that is why I'm the compassionate dom and sensual sadist.
Okay. The next question is revolving around that tweet. So you posted, and I'm going to count, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Which I don't see as a lot. There's only a few. It's really not.
So,
a lot of people on Twitter were like, oh my God, that's a lot.
It's
only
really
a few,
not.
Huh?
When you really
it's
think
not.
About it. So there are 16 here. Out of the 16, which are your top three?
Ooh, so dominance, absolutely.
Okay.
Exhibitionist, I would say. I enjoy.
Oh, you.
I enjoy being seen.
Yeah.
You know? And then after that, I would probably say orgasm control. It would be a tie between, it might be a tie between, three-way tie between orgasm control, voyeurism, and impact play, with voyeurism being the bottom of the three-way tie. But dominance, because I do like taking the lead, you know. Okay. It's not necessarily a control thing, but it's taking the lead for me, you know. Okay. And then I just so happen to have situations and scenarios where I'm in control, because as a dom, you can give control to your sub to do things. Can it doesn't you? Mean they're dominating. Doesn't mean that they're dominating you if you do.
You know what? You have to answer that question, because
I'll tell you what, for instance, it's okay. I'll take you through. A lot of people will see, and I don't see this in this way, but like riding, for instance, you're giving up control to her. No, you know.
Yeah.
So exactly, doesn't mean you're being dominated. You know, there are one of my goals is to, and on my sex bucket list, is to possibly be tied up, but with like somebody sitting behind while they're stroking my dick. You know,
gotcha.
I'm giving you that control, but that doesn't mean you're dominated. I've told women, like, hey, listen, being dominated is not my thing. You're in control, but does that mean that you're being dominant?
A little bit. She kind of has like you literally, like your world literally in the palm of her hands.
She does. However, like, to me, dominance is more than just like the physical, you know, thing of it. If you're talking to me a certain way, if you're trying to force me to do something or telling me to do something, it doesn't work for me.
Okay.
Like, neither one of us are going to have a good time, because the old boy is not going to get hard. Like, my dick is not going to get hard from it.
That's wild.
It just doesn't do anything for me. But then the next one, I think I said, was what, exhibitionism?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So again, I enjoy seeing, but I enjoy being seen, you know. Whether that's having sex, I still have yet to go to a sex club yet. But
you gotta come here, whether bro. It's having parties.
Next spring, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Next spring. Wait till it gets warm. So you tell me when it hits about 78 to 80, you know. Cool.
The lifestyle parties are definitely happening up here. I know a few people, like Tahoe throws them. The Fun Sexual matched.
Yeah, I know, Mash. Shout out to Mash.
Love
if you listen to this podcast, shout out to you.
But you know, they sometimes get together and throw parties. Like, and I know these like heavily like black sex parties for like black
sisters.
So like, let's do that. Like,
I'm with it.
People to go to a party with me. I don't think that's everybody's wheelhouse, and that's fine.
It's not, and that's okay.
It is.
That's okay. But yeah, so I do enjoy being seen. Especially if I'm like pleasing myself. One, I like being creative with, say, nut videos. Nut videos are my thing, you know.
if you follow him on Twitter, ladies, he talks about it.
That's going to be on one of the 10 episodes. I'm going to do a nut video episode to help the fellas out here. Because listen, as much as I love being seen and I don't mind the praise that I get from it, you know. fellas, y'all gotta do better. I'm carrying this on my back here, you know.
It's the ashy penises. It's not art. It's not giving artistic at all. It's giving, like, you feel like you're like obligated to do this because she asked for it. Like, you're not trying to give no razzle. Nobody's nothing. Bones. It's just
okay. Okay, time out. I'm gonna stop you right there. Okay, because two things. So one, I messed up my phone from nutting on.
You did?
So, women, y'all don't understand the cleanup. I mean, maybe y'all do, because y'all have to clean up after you get nutted on. So, however, with technology, it's a little different. You know, it's just a little different. You got a phone case on it, too. Oh, now you got to take the whole phone case off, get in the crevices, or else you got dried nut all around your phone. So, I'll set the scene. I was in the apartment. It was a nice day. So I had the balcony door open, and I had this nice little high rise chair ish thing going on. So I sat it by the door. The weather was nice and everything. And, the camera, I set it below me, but maybe about a foot or a foot and a half away from me. So it was looking up at me kind of at an angle. You see like my legs, from like my calves up to my thighs, full body. And, you know, I'm doing my thing. And so I'm sitting there, and, I am a shooter. So as I'm coming, it shoots out and it goes straight at my phone. So again,
Wow.
this is like at least a foot and a half away. And so you just see this
Oh,
stream of nut just coming at the
art.
camera.
It's human
However,
art.
if you have an iPhone, you know that the front camera is right by like the little head, the earpiece where you listen. So what happens? Nut gets in that part and it messes it up. So I have not been able to hear through my phone. I have to answer it
Oh,
on speaker or have my AirPods in order to hear anybody on the phone. So yeah, so that is
that's a cautionary
the
tale.
risks that come with making nut videos. But yeah, fellas, get creative with it. Like,
Yes.
so, and this goes back to me being an exhibitionist, because like, again, to me, I create filthy art. Like, it looks good.
Right.
I enjoy getting that good natural lighting, using the windows to get the sun to come in. There's one where I'm literally sitting in front of the window, getting that light shining on me, but the phone is laying down flat on the floor with the camera facing up. So like, you're getting
So you
the
got
dick
your
from underneath.
angles.
I'm telling you, just be a little creative. A little creativity goes a long
It
way.
does, you would think, but okay.
And so as I'm doing my thing and I'm stroking my dick, fellas, do one video where it's regular so she can hear the sounds, because slow motion doesn't offer that good sounds. Make sure you're well oiled up. Either I suggest baby oil or warmed up coconut oil that offers that sound that they're trying to hear. Make sure you're moaning and cussing. Talk her through it in your video and all that. But we'll get into that on the episode I do.
All right.
So
This is
yeah, so I'm just
happening.
sitting there, and then at the end of it, as I'm about to come, I just like hold my dick down so that it's going towards the camera. And so it literally looks as if, you know how like you'll see like a cake get frosted or
Yes,
like
like a pound
donuts get
cake.
glazed. Yeah. So now you just see like streams of cum just like flow out of my
Me.
dick onto the camera. It was a luckily I learned my lesson. I put a towel down over top of it, so over the top of just the phone part, so that way as much of it wouldn't get covered, but it didn't cover up the camera. And it was in slow motion, so it was like nice. You really
Oh,
get to
that's
see it. It was good.
awesome.
So yeah, so exhibition, and like when I create things like that, I feel like, yep, somebody has to see this.
Yeah.
Somebody has to. It doesn't do any good for me to just sit here with it in my phone. Like, this needs to be seen by somebody, and then I can get some praise from it, because I do also have a praise kink.
So your
But
Twitter circle be on fire?
every now and then, every now and then,
Okay.
I did just post something in there today, so they I
Wait,
think
you
they
did?
enjoyed that.
Am I in your circle? Oh.
You were. So, I didn't know if you was trying to see all that and whatnot. So I was like, let me be respectful.
So
I'll
you're
put you in it right now so you can see it while I'm talking. But yeah, so that is like one of the reasons why I'm an exhibitionist, because I enjoy doing those things. I enjoy being artistic. And yeah, no, people, like, somebody deserves to see that. It shouldn't just go to waste. And then I think I said my third thing was what, impact play,
Yes.
or so, oh no, orgasm control was my third thing. I think that would be number one. So I'll talk about orgasm
Orgasm or
control and
edge
impact.
play? Or because they can go hand in
Orgasm.
hand. Okay.
Orgasm control. They do go, they can go hand in hand,
Right.
definitely. But like, I still want you to orgasm. I want to see you squirt. Unless you've been bad, I want you to come, because I enjoy seeing how your body acts and moves and releases,
Yeah.
So not definitely orgasm control, because of those things. Like, it's enjoyable to be able to control her orgasm. Like, no, you don't come until I give you permission to. It's enjoyable counting down from 10, but also talking her through and encouraging her, like, oh no, you got this. You can do it. Look, you're almost there. We're almost at one, where 10 seconds really could be like 2 minutes, but
That's terrible.
I'm okay with that. I am okay with that.
You're a sadist, of
And
course you
then,
are.
proud sadist. But just controlling that, and her also, again, going back to, I guess, that trust factor, like you being a good girl and holding on to that for me, and then you get to see like why I had you to wait. That feeling that you get after I finally allowed you to come, then you can see how overwhelming, how good it feels, that sensation, to where if you would have just came literally like those 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 30 minutes, however long, decide to edge or play.
30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
So, I mean, you say edging and orgasm control go hand in hand, so it could be longer than that.
Oh, God.
It could be longer than the 30 minutes.
It's been a very long time since I've experienced anything to the extent of 30 minutes. 30 minutes? Yeah, no. I'm just saying, part of life.
I don't think so. Okay. Not yet. No, as long as there's a kink bone in your body. Nah, you aren't. Because I know that's something you like. Even though you hate it, you like it.
I like it. Yeah, love-hate relationship with it, definitely.
But not just with the denial, but like the overstimulation.
That too.
Like, I enjoy that. You tell me you can't come anymore. Oh, no, I'm going to keep digging another one out of you. I'm going to keep digging another one out of you until... Hey, listen, I'll get you some water, but I'm trying to drain every single ounce of fluid out of your body. So, yeah. You're at my mercy. It's enjoyable. I love it. So yeah, I would say those are my top three out of the list.
Okay. So all of that revolves around dominance, clearly. So my next question for you is, what does it mean to you to be a dom? Like, to be someone's dom, what does that mean to you on a personal level?
On a personal level. So being someone's dom, what it means to me is, like I stated earlier, someone is literally giving me themselves. And it makes me feel good that this person is trust me enough, to give me themselves. So it's a testimony to my character, for one, because they see something in me where, hey, I can trust this person. The things that he said or told me to do, I feel as though, and I've had, subs tell me before, like, well, yeah, normally I wouldn't do X, Y, and Z, but with you, I feel as though I could be open and experiment and, go past the boundaries that I've set up. And I always tell them, like, I'm not going to push you past your boundaries. I'll guide you. You know, you're not alone in this. This is a us thing. So yeah, like it's a testimony to who I am, my character, because I would want somebody who feels comfortable enough to give themselves to me. And so if they see that in me, then it's a good thing. They trust me to lead them, sexually and in life. Sometimes they value my opinion and things like that. And it makes me want to be a better person because I want to be able to offer them, them all those things, the safe space, the good advice, directions on what they should do, all of those things play into account. And I feel as though, again, when they give themselves to me, I want to be able to present them and put them in the best positions as possible. Unless they've been bratty, then, it's different.
Yeah.
But outside of that, you take all of that out of the way, still this person is giving themselves to me, whether it's mind, body, soul, whether it's something as, oh, hey, I cooked for you, or, hey, I got you a drink. Right. I know you had a long day. Let me rub you. Let me massage you. All these things. Because we know, as much as doms probably don't want to admit it, subs have all the control, because if they don't give you the consent, then
you can't do anything.
Nothing.
Absolutely.
You got nothing. So, yeah, that, I guess that's what it means to me on a personal level. It's just like, oh, wow, this person sees me.
Right.
As this, so therefore, I'm going to make sure I deliver, because I don't want to let them down. They've trusted me with themselves.
I like that answer. That was a good answer. Wish more subs realized the power that they obtain, but that's another topic for another day. I'll leave that alone.
The power of the sub. That might be your episode
power,
that you do.
That's a good one. The power of the sub. You know what? Thank you. I'm going to have to remember that and put that in my notes.
My apologies, Doms out there.
Dom math.
Don't worry. We will also discuss how to make sure once that consent is given, you don't lose that power, fellas. And ladies, because ladies are Doms too. So.
Yes. I didn't get to Dom as much as I wanted, but that's another topic for another day. I won't even go
it's
into
never
that.
Too late.
It's not, it's but I feel late. Like, it's officially fall. October is literally 2 days away. I was hyped.
Somebody's birthday coming up.
My birthday's coming up. I'm so hyped. But, like, I didn't get the the chance to do that. I had plans to do that this summer and I was excited. Mm-hmm. But, you know, another story. Okay, next question.
Let's do it.
Name five of your absolute hard limits. These are a no-go. Not happening. Absolutely not.
All right. So number one for me is pegging. Okay. I'm okay with, like, you know, I've had my ass ate, I've had a finger in it, I've had a toy in it, like a small vibrator or something in it. I'm cool with that. But pegging, I'm good on. Okay. You know, I'm okay. Anything with another man that me and him would have to do anything, you know, that's just my preference. I am heterosexual.
Right.
I have no issue, you know, with the LGBTQ and everybody else who's included and falls under the umbrella
community. Yeah,
the plus, thank you, love y'all all dearly, but like for me that is not my preference.
Fair.
So that's what one or two things.
That's two.
Mm-hmm. Latex, like for myself though, if she has on something,
okay,
you know,
yeah,
like then that's cool. I don't like being hot. I'm already hot. If you're putting me in something that could cause more heat for me, it's like, I've literally gone soft during sex because I was overheated. Like,
heat is a no-go for you. For me. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Scat play, for sure.
Fair.
Scat play, for sure. I don't want anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the risks that you run with anal, but that doesn't mean I'm going in there searching for it.
Right.
You know,
fair.
There's a risk with a lot of things in life. There's a risk and there's a reward.
There's a lot of risk with sex in any regard.
In general.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then outside of that, what would my other hard no be? It's hard to say because I'm pretty open to a lot of things. Like, I'm an experimentalist. I am not okay with being a cuckold, I guess. Like,
okay.
I would not want to watch my woman have sex with another man.
Okay.
With another woman, maybe, but not in a... I think you look at the definition. Yes,
yeah.
Not like a... Yeah. So, Yeah, so those are the ones that come to the top of my head. I'm pretty sure there are others that I just can't think about right now or haven't even known were a thing.
Right.
So, yeah, those are my hard no's, but I know that it's my hard no's are a lot less than my, okay, let's try this out.
Okay. Which is a good, you really are an experimentalist. Exactly. Yeah, okay.
You never know what you derive pleasure from or what your partner might. So.
You don't until you do. And
there we
once
go.
You and I hope everyone finds out or moves down different paths where they discover something new about themselves sexually.
I did, and I was surprised.
You discover something new recently, or like you discover something new?
It wasn't super recent,
okay.
But like, and I've seen this topic on Twitter actually today,
mm-hmm.
September the 28th, I think,
mm-hmm.
or 9th, whatever it is. But it's been a topic on Twitter for like a day and a half. But I've had my toes sucked.
Oh, I did see that. Okay.
I have had my toes sucked. And like, I was pleasantly surprised at like, this doesn't feel that bad.
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I see what y'all say. Okay, ladies, I see what y'all saying. You know, like,
it was
surprisingly good.
Okay.
And, you know, I wasn't closed off. It wasn't my idea. And that was the thing also.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not a necessity. I'll be okay if I never have it again.
Right.
But if it happens, I'm not mad at it.
Okay, same. I've had it done a couple of times. I seen a tweet. I responded to it earlier. They were talking about having your toes sucked in missionary, and I was like, I've done that before. Never going back to the battle place. It's a dangerous place to go.
That would probably be my like. One of my finishing moves is just like throw that toe in.
That's dangerous. Like, so basically you're saying you want to be a father.
as Simba said, I laugh in the face of danger.
Okay. All right, Scar. Cool. I don't want no smoke. Zero.
Yeah, that's good times.
It's a dangerous. Yeah. Okay. I just keep thinking like, because the last time I almost lost my religion, and I don't even have religion that much. So the little bit I was grasping to was almost out of here. Like, I was like, no, this is devil worship.
I love doing it Especially if it's her first time having it done and she doesn't know how to react, because I've had that happen before.
Kick you in the mouth.
No, she didn't, but like she thankfully she didn't. But like she yanked her foot away and was like, and I was just like, oh, what's wrong? She's like, I've never had that done before. And I, oh my God, it's overwhelming. I grabbed her by her leg, pulled her foot up to my mouth. I said, don't you ever take your fucking foot out of my mouth again.
All right.
Put it right back in and kept stroking. Good times.
Yeah, see the shadow place. I'm going to go to the next question because that sounds very dangerous. So next question, what is the most recent kink-like activity that you've had? Doesn't have to be, there's no time frame, just like something that's been kinky that you've done in whenever time.
I'm trying to think. Just because as of recently, I started a new job. So that's been taking up a lot of time and energy. So it hasn't been a lot. I will say one thing, and to me, it's normal because it's just like, you know, sex toys are, we incorporate those.
Yep.
I use my dual cock ring, which you helped to purchase. out of my account, though, y'all. So just know that part. It came out of my account. But like I use that quite often.
Yeah. I use that quite often.
But so there was a sex toy that a follower on Twitter had bought me about a couple years ago now.
Oh.
Maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and it's a it's like a sleeve ish, and
like one of those eggs.
It's transparent. Mm-mm, it's transparent. I'm about to send you a video right now.
Like, is it like the one that kind of like cups the penis?
You're about to see. Yeah. So for everyone else listening, I'm going to try to describe it, but it's about, what would I say that is about, maybe 5 inches or something long.
Okay.
It's called the spinner. And it's, again, it's transparent.
Ooh.
And you can see it a little bit.
I'm
in
curious.
It.
Wait, go to my phone. Let me check.
Hold on. I gotta wait for the video to load.
Okay.
But however, like I had used it before because they asked, you know, if they bought this for me, could I send them a video of me using it? And I was like, you know what?
Oh, you sure. Get those type of requests. Okay.
I'm pretty sure you could too, but some of those people that might send it, you might not want to do it for.
Nope,
so
they're gonna be real weird about it because I'm also sending these things to men. So,
so I had tried it like a couple times back then, like years ago when I first got it, sent it a video, but it really wasn't doing anything for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, okay, it feels like it's either drying out. You know, I use a little lube. But I still had it. I didn't throw it away. And I've used fleshlights before and things of that nature. And they just didn't do anything for me. Like, I'd rather just use my hand. So I pulled it out. Was it earlier this week? It was either early this week or this past weekend. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this another try.
Okay.
You know, fuck it. Let's do it. And so I didn't use lube this time just because I didn't have lube on me. I used this this oil. It's kind of like baby oil, but not necessarily baby oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's got all these other benefits. It's like a mixture of coconut oil and baby oil or something.
Okay.
And I'm glad that I did use it again. I had to keep pouring more inside of the toy, but also lubricating my dick. But the sounds that it made, the feeling that it felt, the way it looked, I was like, okay, like I'm glad I did not throw this away because I'm going to start incorporating this in the lineup. Like, all right, I swore off sleeves and I swore off fleshlights, which I probably will leave fleshlights alone. But like this,
I get that.
I was like, okay. Cause I thought about buying that one toy that's been like on the hot market for guys where it like spins around
and
it has like a black handle.
Yes.
With like, yeah, you go up and
when
down.
You said spinner, that's where my mind went. I'm like, is that the toy you're talking about?
So, it was on sale for like 20 something bucks. I almost pulled the trigger, but I think I read a couple of reviews and some people were just like, yeah, nah, it's overrated. It's
no.
Overhyped. And I was just thinking,
See, our toys don't be overrated because that rose, yeah.
Listen, the rose be hitting. I enjoy it. The rose is one of my compadres. Me and the rose have had some good times back demon. So, yeah, but I would say that is the. That's like the latest thing that, you know, I've explored or done kink wise because it's really the only thing I've had really the opportunity and the time and energy to do.
That is fair.
Again, fellas, don't be opposed to sex toys.
Please don't. They are your friend, not your foe.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Even if you're using them on somebody or just on yourself. You never know what you'll enjoy.
Tag team your sex toy in. She will thank you in multiple ways. Trust
Throw
me.
Throw a vibrator on your gooch, fellas. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's a game changer. Get you a magic wand, sir. Just
I'm not even going to say that. Nope. I don't even need a magic wand. Get a bullet.
Really?
Like one of the small bullets. Because
you get a $10 bullet from Target. Let me tell y'all about that $10 bullet. Okay?
Did you know that Best Buy sells sex toys too?
No, I did not know Best Buy sells sex toys. What?
Yes.
First of all, I hate Best Buy here. If you live in Brooklyn, if you're listening to this, y'all know our Best Buy is Atlantic Terminal. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Buy it online. Don't go in the store.
Yeah, I must say, I don't like Atlantic Terminal. I avoid Atlantic Terminal, Barclays Center. I avoid that area like the plague because it's so chaotic and it's a lot of teenagers mm-hmm. doing unnecessary things. So mm-hmm. I try to, you know, sneak in there, go to Whole Foods, and go back home. But yeah, okay. Let me find out. I'll have to, you know what? When we get off this, I'm going to go to Best Buy because there's a toy I seen. And I think I saved it where women are going nuts. Wait, I have to see if I saved it.
Toy is that?
Give me 2 seconds. We're going to, you know, fingers crossed, I actually saved it. I don't know if I did or not, but if I know me, I'm like, you had to have saved it. You know yourself well enough to say. But it was like, I can't even explain what type of toy it was, but it looked really interesting. And I'm like, oh, I want that. Like, I need that toy ASAP. And I thought I saved it. It was on Amazon. And like, this girl posted about it on Twitter and she was like, y'all, I'm telling y'all, this toy is a game changer.
It's like that.
It is amazing. You're gonna love it. If I find it, I'll send the link to you, but I can't
Please
find
do.
It right now. But I was just like,
I'm always
it.
I'm always open to adding another toy to the toy
yeah,
chest.
Absolutely.
And if there's a toy you would like for me to review out there, if you're listening to this, then my email is at fromtheminderml@gmail.com.
Yes.
And we can make something happen.
You put on play. Wait, you sent me the video? Okay, wait, I need to see it. Okay, wait, let me turn it down because I don't want...
Oh, no, you might want to turn it up. How dare you watch a video and not have the volume all the way up? Like,
you know what, guys? All I'm saying is this is his fault. Y'all heard him say that. I said I was going to turn it down. Oh. That's interesting. This is Mr. L, by the way. Okay, I'm not going to give all the people.
So
wow.
So now you can see where I was like,
yeah.
I'm glad I gave this another shot. Like this was what
it's
I,
like completely okay. engulfed. It's like encased the penis. And I see the cock ring. See what you did there? I like that.
Listen, combine those sex toys. Combine the sex
combine those sick yeah the men folk need to do better. Like, expand your horizons. It's not all about just your dick. Yes, we appreciate the dick, but you know, also bring along, you know, a vibrator,
a dildo,
because the girls like to be DP.
Hey,
like,
listen, another man, if you know you're okay with that, because there are some fellows who are okay with that and there are some ladies who desire that, so you know.
Yep,
I'm just saying.
I agree.
You can bring more than just dick to the table.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all they have. Like, they don't even want to bring a... Like, you can bring
we're not gonna
and a wand. I'm not... We're gonna, like, you can bring dick and wand to the table. Like, you can... dick and rose. Like, you know? That's not an option. All right, cool. But I appreciate the men that are in my space and in my circle, like my guy friends, you, like some of the guys I follow on Twitter. They are not these guys. Mm-hmm. And that's so appreciated. Like, broaden your horizons and like prioritize your lady's pleasure as well as your own
Absolutely.
Pleasure, which is why toys for men are great. Like, don't let these women who fool you like on Twitter and like the shame, let that be your end all be all. That's not it. Like, we appreciate, I can't speak for everyone, but mm-hmm. I appreciate men who like to play with their own toys, who also have toys to play with their ladies. It's appreciated.
My things are, you never know what pleases you, you know, until you try it.
You
never know.
Yep.
I always refer to sex as kind of like a burger, right? You have a beef patty or a black bean burger for those who,
Or
don't eat
vegan
meat.
or
Yes.
vegetarian.
But then you have a bun. Okay. Somebody decided, let me put cheese on this. Oh, wow. That tastes better. Let me put some bacon on it. Wow. A little mayo or a little ketchup. And then next thing you know, we having hash browns and egg and all
Oh,
these different things going on a burger
I'm so
because it's that good.
hyped.
And so that's the same thing with sex. You never know. And don't be afraid to continue to add more. As long as you and your partner are both comfortable with it, then add it. Add it is cool.
It is.
So that's my message to the fellas
Okay,
and
I'm
to the
hyped.
ladies,
I'm going
to
to a burger
everybody,
spot this
to
weekend.
everybody.
I'm hyped. Now you got me thinking about food. Like, now I'm thinking about sex and food. Like, I'm going to this apparently
Perfect
perfect
combination as
combination.
well.
I'm going to this burger
Incorporate
spot
food
this weekend
in your sex life.
that apparently is like the best burger spot in New York City. So let's
I'm gonna need pictures and a review, so
now if we can just add
I
sex to the
appreciate it.
combination, happy birthday to me, but whatever.
Hey,
whatever. All right, I'm gonna skip
here's
that.
the
Wishful thinking. I'm not even gonna talk about that, but okay.
wishful thinking.
Next question. And this question was brought to us by Lori. Hey, Lori. Okay. When you get into a relationship, does your partner have to be into the lifestyle or kinky, or is that a deal breaker?
So I'm grateful that I have a lot of kinks. I don't think I have any fetishes,
Okay.
like things
That was
that
going to be
at
one of my
well.
questions, but now we know. I don't even have
No, don't get me wrong.
to
I need head. That's just, you say you're not sucking dick, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Yes. But
Fair.
outside of that, like I know myself and I know that a lot of majority of the women who I've talked to, dated or whatever, they have either been a little bit kinky, kinkier than I ish, or like they've been willing to experiment, willing to learn. Like, they haven't been closed off to it and just like, no, I'm vanilla, we're sticking to this. Hey, you get on top of me, do the thing, and then we're done. No, I wouldn't be happy with just that. So I would say there needs to be an understanding that, okay, hey, this is who I am. These are the things that I enjoy. I would love for you to be open to seeing these things. Or at least trying these things, if there are some things that you don't like, cool, perfectly fine. I'm a firm believer in compromising in a relationship. It doesn't mean that you're settling. No, it means that you love the other person enough to be like, okay, cool. I don't need this. And that's why I say I don't have a fetish, because outside of just like a couple of things that I don't see as fetishes, like there are some things that I'm okay without doing. Like I said, get my toe sucked. I'm okay if I never get a toe sucked again. It is perfectly fine. It feels good if they want to do that, cool. Anal, I love anal, but if my partner is just like, yeah, no, anal is not happening, then cool. I would rather them say, okay, we can do it every now and then or a few times, absolutely. But no, because I understand it's not everybody's cup of tea. So would it go into factor? Yes. How they would maneuver around it, or if they would be open, then yes, that would go into it, but it wouldn't be 100% deal breaking. Now, if you just tell me you're 100% vanilla, it's probably not going to work. I'm
Fair.
not going to cheat on you or anything, but I'm not going to let it get that far because I know myself, I'm not vanilla. A lot of things are by nature, by habit. If you don't like getting slapped in the face during sex, okay, I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I
that's
don't
not a
have
deal
to do
breaker.
that,
Yeah, it's just we've
but I can.
compromised.
But I can tell you, the future Mrs. L, if you're down with a lot of things, you will enjoy them a lot more, than
There you go.
not. So, yeah, nah, it's the deal breaker would be vanilla, is super vanilla, not willing to be open and exploring. And even with that, if that's the case where they are, it would be upon me to take it upon myself to make sure they're educated and, hey, this is how this would go, or this is what it would look like, this is what it would feel like, so on and so forth. Again, I'm not going to push them past their boundary. I'm going to guide them into it. So, yeah.
All right. That was a good question. Shout out to Lori. All right. Well, since you said you don't have anything that you consider a fetish, we're going to skate right past that question. And the next question is, now this is a question I thought of. Well, all these questions I thought of. That was the one that Lori added.
Let's do it.
So I know you have three guys and a girl.
Yes, shout out to AJ, Val, and Slim, who I don't know when this episode is planning on being released, but right now we are on a hiatus until fall, just because we all need a little break and we have different things going on. But yes, three guys and a girl.
Yes.
Gonna plug them real quick on Instagram. Follow three guys underscore and underscore a girl, I believe is what our Instagram is. But yeah, three amazing people on there, where we talk about anything under the sun and give four different perspectives, but we respect everyone's opinions as long as they keep it respectful with us.
Okay. So that was literally going to be my question. Like, so explain to me like the concept of three guys and a girl, what you guys do, but you just kind of like summed it up for me really swiftly.
I'll go into just a little bit more in depth with it. So again, we cover a lot of different topics. It can be current events. It can be something that's popped up in a hot topic on Twitter, on Instagram, relationships, because Val is he's our residential relationship, you know, I don't want to say our residential relationship guru. He has a legit business where he does relationship counseling, you know, whether you're single, whether you're engaged, whether you're dating, whether you're married, no matter how many years, you know, he takes everyone. And he tells you, you know, just be prepared to come and do the work, because relationships and things are not, you got to put in some work So be ready to come putting in work. We discuss relationships. We discuss sex, different things with sex. We got Slim, who's our Kama Sutra guy, but also he spent some time in the medical field. So he enlightens us on a few things, and he's from Jersey, I believe it was Jersey. So he has a different output and outlook on things, to whereas myself, being born and raised in the South, I might have a different outlook on things than AJ, who's in Canada.
He's born from completely different country, Jamaica, and then growing up in Jamaica, a country that's not America.
There we go.
Right.
So you get four different perspectives. But again, we keep everything respectful. We give our opinions. We have on our Instagram live, which usually it's like every other Wednesday, we'll update people and let them know when we're going back live. But we have like a kind of like a fifth man, and that fifth man is the chat, because people will watch and they'll join in on the Instagram live chat, and they'll give their perspectives and their opinions and have conversations with the people in the chat with them and with us. And we'll sit there sometimes, we'll be caught up reading what they're talking about. I'm like, oh damn, this was good, hold on,
right?
So yeah, it's been dope. It's been amazing. A great ride with them. I love it, and I can't wait to get back to doing it with them.
All right. Well, I just wanted to, you know, throw that in there, because like I said, this is Kink with Friends. You guys, I love AJ. 9 times out of 10, I will be doing a Kink with Friends segment episode with her as well. Just so, like, every time we get together, we just, like, giggle and cackle the entire time. So like, I want to talk about the things that I know AJ is like personally into, and her journey into how kink became an important part of her life. So stay tuned. Okay, so let me jump to the next question. What is the most common misconception about people of color and Black people in the lifestyle that you've heard personally?
Ooh. This is good, because these are some things that we also talk about on the live. So I wouldn't say that it's, so the common misconception, I think, is that Black people don't do this.
Yep.
You're not supposed to do this. This is a white person thing.
Yep, that's it.
This is a white person thing, when it's not a white person
white
thing.
Shit.
This is, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, like, oh no, we don't do this. But in actuality, like, there are a lot of things, and it can date back because of white people and the shit that they've done in the past. That we as Black and African American people, we are very conservative when it comes to things, because of fear of whatever it is. So
judgment.
So being brought up, you're taught you don't need to be doing this, or this is this, or the fear of someone thinking, you know, something that you're doing is gay, you know,
right?
And that is not the case.
If in the Black community is real,
when I It really is, and it shouldn't be. So when
No.
I talked about pegging earlier, that isn't because I think people gonna look at me as if I'm gay. Like, I
Right.
just know that's not something I like. But there are men who are very straight who enjoy getting pegged. That does not
Absolutely.
make them
By a
gay.
woman.
By
This
a
is a
woman
heterosexual activity.
being sexually attracted and loving and all these things to the same sex is homosexual.
Homosexuality, exactly.
There we go. So being pegged by another, by a woman, is that does not make you gay.
No,
Enjoying
it
having your
doesn't.
ass ate. I like getting my nipples sucked. That doesn't make me gay. I got nipples that got sensation. They're
Erogenous
sensitive.
zones, right.
Thank you. So yeah, that white people shit, quote unquote, or the fear of being looked at as homosexual, I think are things that we as a black community, we have to continue to educate ourselves on, so that way we can get past that. Because I guarantee you are missing out on some great things and great
Woo, a good
sex.
time.
I will be honest, fellas. Like, women, I've had women who were willing to do things with me because I'm very open about my
Yeah.
sexuality. Not I'm out here just boasting and bragging about it, but like, I offer a safe space, a comfortable. I don't judge, and I also enjoy different things where the normal man might not. So therefore, it gives me, like, keeping it real, it gives me access to more pussy.
It does. Women can be nasty, especially
Filthy,
when you allow them
filthy.
space to be.
I told y'all, I didn't ask for my toes sucked. It was never in my mind for me to ever have my toes sucked. Yes, I enjoy getting, the pedicures and whatnot, but I never once thought about getting my toes sucked
Right.
until Shorty grabbed my feet and looked at me and asked if she could suck my toes. And I was just like, sure, okay. But it's all because I offer that safe space,
Right.
that openness, and like, I understand if that's not your thing, then cool. But I'm encouraging you, try it, try
Yeah.
it. I know a lot of men, want to be able to get pussy, whether that is because we're adults, everybody out here enjoys fucking.
Yep.
There are women who legit also look to just have sex, just like men look to just have sex. If you
You
find that
just
person for
be
you,
honest with that person, she'll tell you what it is, and
that's
y'all can have
it.
a good old time.
There we go.
Yep.
But yeah, the more that you are comfortable in your sexuality and you don't let those things like white people shit, toys, oh, you want to do this, oh wait, you want to get on top, or I
Right.
can't be in control, let the more you
L
let that
let the
go, just
inhibitions
watch how
go.
things change.
Yeah. It
So
makes for a great time, and it makes for a great experience, and like it
yes.
amplifies sex to a scale that you're not even accustomed to. But trust me, you'll get used to it real quick.
That's
Extremely
it.
quick.
That's it. Because you're gonna be like out. You're gonna be like, wow, this feels like this.
This is what I've been missing out on in life. Yep. It actually did.
And going back to those who think that a lot of things doing it makes you, no, it doesn't. And you continue to like stuff and being an experimentalist will not be like, oh, this is gonna continue down a path that makes me want to do things with,
Right.
a person of the same. That's not necessarily the
It's
case.
not a gateway experience.
No,
Like
thank
it
you,
you're just
gateways.
going, yeah, you're just going to be who you are, whatever, sexuality you identify as, and you're just going to be experimental. That's really all it boils down to.
Finding what pleases you.
Yep, 'cause we all have
Do
our
that.
thing.
We
Everybody,
do.
we are not, we're literally like kink and BDSM. I say it all the time. I'm going to continue to say it forever. It's a snowflake. Not one situation is the same as the other. Like everybody's different in some form or fashion. So,
But the important thing is to be respectful of each other.
and consensual, we're
That
adults.
part. That
Emphasis
part.
on we all need to be legal adults. Okay. I don't know who listens to this show, but you shouldn't be if you were under the age, honestly, of 21, but if you were under the age of 18, shouldn't be listening. So, consenting adults over the age of 18.
That part.
Okay, I'm down to two questions, and then, well, three more questions, and then I'm going to ask you some of the questions from the, these are going to be rapid fire, the questions from Twitter
Cool,
that
let's
I
do
found.
it.
Okay, so these
Let's
last
do
three questions, these aren't rapid fire. One kink that you're interested in, but you haven't tried yet.
wax play. So I have not done
Ooh.
wax play yet. Like, very, very little, if any, but wax play. I was blessed enough to go to a erotic poetry slam here a few years ago, a couple years ago, maybe last year.
Really?
I have to look back at the video. Yes. One of my homegirls who I plan on having, and I would love for y'all to meet whenever you come to town next time.
Yes,
I honestly just want both of y'all to take y'all titties, one on the left and one on the right, and just like smush my head in between it, because y'all are both blessed in the chest.
But
I'm going to set this up, so I just want you to know this. But yes, you will meet her then. I will make sure this happens, because I guarantee you, whenever you're going to want her on an episode. But
oh, I'm excited.
She not only erotic, but poetry in general, mm-hmm. spoken word, she is incredibly talented.
Ooh.
Incredibly talented. One of the best, if not the best, that I've ever heard.
Okay.
And so she, so she's in the community here where there's a lifestyle community, mm-hmm. and they put on shows. And so they did an erotic poetry slam, and it was like a guys versus girls, I guess, here, but you just had to really, really dig and find it, or it's only happened a couple.
COVID, so, you know.
That is also true. Yes. Yes. Or else we would have been there. But yeah, so I got invited to come to that show, and it was dope. It was like a guys versus girls thing.
Okay.
But like, they knew each other. Like, this is a community where they know each other. Poets, yes. A community of erotica, all of it. And so it was real dope. But during intermissions, you know, mm-hmm. they would have like somebody come up, and they would they would like either perform something, or they would just, somebody was there with wax play. A gentleman who specializes in wax play. So the lights were off. I'm gonna paint the picture. The lights were off. It was like blue light up on the stage, and he brings out. He's already got his stuff out there. Mm-hmm. It's glow in the dark wax. Brings out a model. This voluptuous woman. I mean, titties, thighs, everything.
This is amazing.
She's got on fishnet. So he incorporated a lot of different kinks. Again, the same thing with sex toys, y'all. Incorporate your kinks together. Figure out what goes together.
Mm-hmm.
So she's out there in heels and fishnet. He starts off with a knife and cuts the fishnets off of her.
I like this.
He then takes different colors of the wax and begins to pour it like roughly around her collarbone, so that way that it flows down her titties and then down to her stomach and thighs. And again, this is glow in the dark. So these are vibrant colors and everything. And so with that, he then, after he's done painting her body with the wax, he has like I don't know what tool it was, but he has something where he begins to give her slight little taps to like her body where the wax is. So then the wax begins to break off of her body, and it's falling and hitting the floor, but like you hearing it. It's kind of like if you've ever seen like a glacier where a piece or a side of a glacier falls off. Yeah, so it's like that, honestly. And like the wax is just falling off of her body when he hits her.
That's great.
And then he takes the knife and he's scraping off the wax off of her body.
Ooh.
And so I'm just like, yo, I have some ideas that I want to do with this glow in the dark wax and a woman. So wax play is definitely, I think, at the top of my list of things to do.
Love it.
Because it allows me to be creative, let my creative juices flow. And
awesome.
It was like that.
So I have candles for wax play. They're like low temperature, so they don't burn, but they're for the purpose of wax play. I had a follower actually send them to me. She sent a couple of things to me. I have like the bra cages, like and they're not bra. Well, you're supposed to wear them with a bra. I never wear them.
Bra cages.
You've seen them. Hold on. I'm going to send it to you.
And now our titties in this bra cage when you send it to me.
Yes, but I also have on like on a blazer. I feel like you ain't
no areola being shown. Ain't no areola being shown. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, then let me pick my phone back up.
Okay, so I'm gonna send you this one first. So this is the cage I'm talking about. I like it. Like, it looks good if I wear, like, the right blazer.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
I don't know. I have.
Yes. I have a thing when it comes to like lingerie where I love straps.
Ah,
And
okay.
yes, this does it. For the audience that is listening, I'm gonna paint the picture. No, you don't see any areola.
You
You don't see any
don't.
nipple. I
Sorry.
don't even see the nipple piercing spoken through. However,
How
it's
about
still a wonderful
a
picture. It is. It's like this, like not quite a brown mustard colored
Like
blazer, but
mustard
like,
yellow.
yeah, it's like mustard yellow, not as bright. So like a mixture between like spicy brown mustard and regular mustard. You
That's your
combine those two
favorite color.
together, it would be that yellow. And then you see the glowingness of the lightly golden chest cleavage
Lightly
area,
golden.
Kiki, with these like straps. There are two going to the left and then two going to the right with about an inch worth of space between them. And like this little harness, little area underneath the titties that are
Right.
holding the yeah. I need you to put that on again. But yes, I see what you're saying. So that along with the wax.
Don't know if I have like a picture of it not being in the wax, if that makes
So that
sense. I don't think I
just
do.
need a picture of you with the titties in it. That's all.
That's what
No
I
blends,
don't
just
know if I
the
have
titties.
that. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm
Okay,
like,
so we as a collective of listeners are
don't
letting
bully
you know
me.
that we need that.
Don't
Not bullying, peer
bully me.
pressuring. There's a difference.
Don't peer pressure me. I was
No,
actually
it
looking
looks
to
really great.
see.
Like that is very, it's very sexy, y'all.
The
Like it is,
harness is
it's dope.
great. Like I've posted
With the
that
blazer,
on Instagram.
yes.
No, not Instagram. I posted it on Twitter.
Oh, word. Okay.
It was, I feel like I got
It's dope.
these in 2021. I'm just looking through my pictures when she sent it to me. I'm trying to see if I did do that. I honestly can't remember, but I feel like it was like the fall when they were sent to me, and I feel like I took a picture.
We can find it later. It's
Yeah.
okay. You got time. We'll find it later.
But
We'll find it later. After this
I
episode,
have like six
specifically.
of them. So I haven't worn all of them, but the one I sent you, that's my favorite one because I'm like, I love
Gotcha.
that one. So
It's a nice picture.
it
It is
is.
like it represents like classy, sexy, kinky, all in one.
If it was not going to be cool tomorrow night, not tomorrow night, Saturday night for my birthday dinner, I would wear that because I'm wearing a
I think you still
blazer.
should. Like, I think you'll be
And the
fine.
blazer is going to be buttoned, so I'm like, oh, I could just wear, I don't know. We'll see. I'll try it out. I'll send it to you and then we can go from there.
Let's do it.
Okay. Last question. This is a random, I feel like, did I come up with this question or Lori came? I think I came up with it. It's a fun question. If your sex was a flavor of ice cream or a flavor in general, what would it be?
I feel like I've been asked this question before, and I cannot think
Really?
of what the answer was. It was like a three guys and a girl question.
Okay.
A flavor of ice cream. Yes, no. Okay, so if it was a flavor in general, I'm not going to do a flavor of ice cream, but a flavor in general, it would be hot honey wings.
Oh, okay. You got
Hot
to
honey
explain that for
wings.
us. Explain that for you for the listeners.
It's got a kick to it. It's got a spice to it. You're gonna feel that spice in there, that heat. You're gonna feel it. It's gonna make you sweat a little bit. It's gonna make you sweat a little bit. But also that honey, the smoothness, the sweetness is also gonna come in
You went
alongside
down
that
a
heat.
few octaves. I hear
Hey, you know me and food. I love
it.
food. So, just like my sex, it pairs with heat and sweetness. That spice, that kick, that little bit of pain that you get from eating a spicy item mixed in with that sweetness. Because there's a reason why people enjoy that spicy food, because it also gives them pleasure. So, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Oh.
You're not just biting into something that has spice and heat to it without knowing. You enjoy that burn. You enjoy that when you have to
Oh,
to inhale to cool your taste buds off because you enjoy that. You do. But then, while it's cooling off, you get that nice smooth sweetness from the honey that comes in. It's just like, hey, you don't gotta do all that. I got you. I got
Okay.
you. Me, I got you. Let me cover this heat for you. You know. So that's how I feel my sex is. It's just like, yes, as we talked about, I'm a sadist. You're gonna get a little bit of pain, whether it's choking, whether it's smacking, whether it's spanking, whether it's the mental game that I play with you. But at the same time, if you've been a good girl, you are also going to get that pleasure that is going to trump all of that, and it's going to take your mind off of it until the after fact. We're like, wow, there was some pain there, and there was this, that other, but then all of a sudden, I forgot about it because everything was so pleasurable. So yeah, and it has flavor. So that's what I would say. I describe my sex with a flavor would be hot honey in general, but hot honey wings, we'll throw that out there.
Okay, you did that. Like,
I'm
that might
just
be
saying
one of the
that hot
best
honey is.
answers. Like, I can't wait. I'm gonna make this a regular question for everyone. So I can't wait to hear the other answers about, like, if your sex is a flavor, what would it be? Because you, I don't know if anybody's gonna top
Think
that.
they will. I think they will.
No, that was
I don't
good.
know. We'll see.
That was great. Okay, so now I'm gonna go. So there's this 50 not suitable for work Twitter questions that have been floating around for the last day or so. And I'm going to randomly just choose three quick ones and you have to answer without thinking. And then
Let's
we
do
can
it.
wrap this episode and bring it to a close. Okay, first question, favorite place to have sex?
Outdoors. I enjoy having sex outside. Of course, with taking caution of who's around or what may be around, because nobody wants to be registered as a sex offender
Absolutely
just
not.
because you're fucking outside. But unfortunately, I didn't get to do it this year. Next year on my bucket list during the spring, or maybe if it happens during fall and it's nice enough weather, I would love to go hiking or go on a trail and find a nice vacant area and have sex at.
Oh, that'd be
But
great.
I do enjoy feeling the sun being down on my body. I've masturbated outside plenty of times on the back patio. But it feels good. The weather feels great when it's a nice day outside. And it also makes for great video content if that's your thing.
Light.
But yes, if I have to be indoors and I enjoy fucking on the couch, I would rather fuck on the couch more than I would in the bed because I feel like it offers a different level of support
Okay.
than what the bed does. But number one, outside, absolutely.
Awesome. All right.
In nature. Let me be one with nature while I'm coming.
That sounds so peaceful.
It
Yeah, it sounds like
is.
really tranquil. Just very great way to connect. Okay,
It
next question. Rough or romantic sex?
And I can't choose both, right? I can't
You
mix the
can't think
two.
about it. Nope.
Rough romantic sex, and I can't think about it. I am thinking romantic sex.
You can't think about it. You're thinking.
I'm thinking, no, I'm saying, okay, romantic.
Okay.
If you put a gun in my head and made me choose one or the other, I like for you to feel how I feel about you through the way that I fuck you.
Okay.
So even if it's rough, like you're gonna feel that passion. But with romance, like I'm a hopeless romantic. I enjoy it. I
Same.
love the idea of all of that. But it can be sensual. It can be very sexual. It can be hot and steamy. I enjoy rough sex, but rough sex isn't always needed.
Yeah.
It can be something passionate, which you can be during rough sex. But give me that romantic sex. Let me let you really feel how I feel about you through my dick.
Great. That was a great answer. Last question. Loud or quiet partner?
Loud.
Huh.
And I'm going to assume that this is in the case of like, would I rather them to be quiet or I rather them to be vocal? No. And this is just like you all enjoy hearing a man make noise,
We
cuss, grunt. I
do.
want to hear those. I want to hear those moans. Moans turn me on so much. I can not watch porn. I cannot watch anything. What if I hear a woman's moans, especially when they're sexy, or if it's a struggle to breathe, because it's an overwhelming feeling, or because she's being choked, or whatever. Like, I enjoy hearing that. Like, it turns me on. I will come 10 times out of 10 more from a woman's moans
Okay.
than I will than just like, oh, I'm just watching you. Like, no, that
Yeah.
moaning, That there are a few things. I would say there's a list of like five things that would instantly have me like, oh, I'm about to come.
You about to get a blueprint
Bones
away?
are one. No, I'm not. I'm just gonna give that a little bit.
It's
Just know that
pluralism.
bones,
All right.
yes, absolutely. I'm gonna what is it, a ruralist or
Like, is it acoustophobia, a phobia, acoustophilia, and like oralism?
yes. Yes, I am that because I enjoy hearing those things. Yes.
Fair. Same.
If I'm in your pussy and you begin to hit that moan and that pitch at the right time, oh, I'm starting to count. Like, okay, I know I only got but a few more strokes in me. I have to take my mind elsewhere and focus elsewhere because if not, those moans is music to my ears. It goes in my ears, travels through my body and down to my dick, and is yeah, I love it. But even if she's talking, tell me how good I'm making you feel. Tell me how you feel the power behind this dick, how your pussy feels. Be vocal about it. Tell me these things. I love it. So yeah,
Giving
I need them.
words to the wise ladies.
Be loud,
Be vocal.
S vocal. Yes, and with that also. Same thing like with nut videos, like y'all like the fellas that have the volume, you
We do
know,
all
turned up, talking. Hey,
the
I don't care if you playing with your titties. I don't care if you playing with your pussy. I want to hear all of it. Turn the volume up. Talk to me. Tell me how good. Let me hear how good it's making you feel.
All right. Felt.
That's just a word to the ladies.
Word to the
Y'all
ladies.
expect these things with nut videos.
Take
I need that
notes.
same energy.
Agreed. Because why would you be like quiet as kept and dull if you want him to be all loud and like giving you sounds and giving you noises and giving you moans and giving
That's it.
splashing or mac and cheese sounds? What are you
I need
doing?
that same energy.
Exactly.
Bring it here.
Okay. All right. Well, that is going to sum up all of my
Was that it?
questions. Yeah.
Was that only three? I thought that was two.
No,
Maybe I
that was
lost count. It might be the
three.
tequila. Okay.
It was. I asked you your favorite place to have sex, romantic or rough sex, and
I
loud or
forgot the
quiet.
romantic and
Yep.
rough one. That was quick. Okay. Damn, that was quick.
Okay, so this was great. I'm gonna let you give all of the information if you want people to follow you, or because I'm trying to convince you to get back started whenever you're ready. So, where can the people find you?
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me on here.
Thank
I
you.
really do
No, thank
appreciate
you for
it.
being a guest. Thank you for being my first guest. I appreciate
Yeah,
you.
listen, I thought you already had one in the book, so I was like, oh wait, I'm the first brother feels special. But as always, yes, so you can find me on Instagram from the mind of Mr. L. On there, I have my link tree where you can find me on all platforms. The podcast is From the Mind of Mr. L also, where I do discuss topics revolving around sex, kink, BDSM, relationships, life, mental health, because I'm very at like I really do advocate for mental health, whether it is man, woman, boy, whoever.
Yes.
I advocate for everyone's mental health. So I do have a couple episodes on there where it's not really sexual focused, but it's focused about mental health. But a lot of people don't realize your mental health can play into your sex life as well.
Yep.
So yeah, find me on Instagram from the mind of Mr. L. Twitter, I haven't been active on my From the Mind of Mr. L Twitter, but you can follow me on that one. Just take the O out of the from because you know Twitter be on some bullshit with how many letters you can have in your at name. So if it would just be FRM, the mind of Mr.
Yep.
L. On Twitter, you can search me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, I believe, from the mind of Mr. L. We're there. Then you can also follow three guys underscore and underscore a girl. That is the Instagram live that I do with AJ the Badass Jones, Love Lessons by Val and Slim Stay Scheming, where we talk about a bunch of different things and topics. You can come and join us. But yeah, again, from the mind of Mr. L. If you want my Twitter, you probably have to DM me, like on Instagram before I give that, just because I don't really give my
Fair.
Twitter out like that. Unless
Yeah.
you're just on Twitter and you happen to follow me, then I'm okay with that. But
Wait,
yeah,
you talking
you
about your
can.
personal Twitter?
Yeah, the personal Twitter.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
You know, yeah, I've separated the podcast from that.
I probably should have did that. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's cool. But yeah, but definitely check out my podcast. Again, it's about 27-ish, maybe more, maybe one less episodes on there. And it's something for everybody. I don't discriminate. My podcast is a platform for you all to come listen, be educated, be entertained through my experiences, my thoughts. But also I have wonderful guests. Kiki has been on there maybe like two or three times at least. I have something for the men. I have something for the ladies. I have something for the days, the thems, the gays, the straights, the bisexuals, a little bit of everybody. If I can't offer a perspective or insight from it, then I usually find somebody who does.
Agreed.
So therefore, we get in all different perspectives and we stay respectful of each other. So
of course.
Come listen or come while you listen. It's up to you.
Okay. Heard you say that before. And guys, you can follow me on Instagram. I promise you I will respond. My DMs are crazy sometimes. But you can follow me on Instagram at Kinks with Kiki Podcast. I am on Twitter at Kinks with Kiki, and I did not separate my personal. I just tweet anything. I don't care. Like it's Twitter. It's not a real place, right? Quote unquote.
Right.
You can listen to me every Monday, every other Monday. I won't say every Monday, every other Monday. I am on all streaming platforms for podcasts. You can email me if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. If there is anyone you would like me to do an episode with, or you have any suggestions for an episode, you can let me know. I got an episode, a person recommendation from Katie. Shout out to Katie. And I reached out to her and we like linked up a little bit. So maybe that'll be something, you know, in the works in the future. We'll see. But yeah, guys, this has been great. Again, thank you so much, Mr. L, for taking
I'll tell you
time
what, fuck
out
it.
Of your day.
Man Myth the Legend on
oh!
Twitter. But you got to find it.
Oh, okay.
And it's not the legend. It's the legend. So if you know, you know. You got to figure out what that is. Man
okay.
Myth the Legend. Oh. But anyways. Yeah, no,
okay,
thank
so
you for having me, as always.
Twitter out, okay?
Fuck it. Why not? It might be the tequila again.
You've got to have 10,000 followers. Monetize, okay? Get paid for
don't
these.
Don't come
things.
Asking for no videos without coming correct.
All right, and he's spoken. Thank you again. This was great. Thank you for making this first episode a bang. I can't wait to see what kind of chaos you're about to get when this finally does come out, but good luck. I'll ask for being your favor. But thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for making this first episode a great episode. And guys, this won't be the last. I look forward to doing this series. This is a new venture for me. It's still a part of Kinks with Kiki, obviously, but it is called Kinks with Friends. And this episode here is going to be Kinks with Friends with Mr. L. And I guess I can keep it going. And as always, I am your dose of black girl in this kinky ass world. And until next time, whoever's calling, peace.
Oh, you can hear that. My bad. I didn't.